The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
My husband Otto is going to China, and I'm a little worried. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
You're going all alone without me.
I'm not going all alone. I'm going with the NBA, and I'm getting a little bit nervous to go. I have been to Asia before, but I'm nervous on this trip just because I think that they've given me so many security protocol because
yes.
the NBA.
Oh. Really? So,
yeah. Oh, yeah. They've been telling me. I've had meeting after meeting after meeting about our devices and making sure that we have our own VPNs and we only use trusted networks.
Can you tell what a VPN is? Because that's so. I didn't even know what a VPN is. I heard a lot of people in Texas use them now.
Yeah, it gives you basically your own internet connection and
network. A secure internet connection.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, all right.
And then they gave us all the medical breakdowns, and then that was interesting, but the cultural things were the best thing that they gave us. One thing was they don't want you to talk politics, period. It's rude.
That's rude here, too.
They don't.
But we still do it here.
Yeah. We do it a lot.
They don't do it there.
We should move to China.
another thing they don't like is don't
Just
touch.
Kidding, by the way.
Yeah, I don't want to.
No,
another thing is you don't want to touch anyone.
Well, I'm a hugger.
They don't hug.
Gosh.
They were like, don't go around hugging people. They don't like that.
I would get in so much trouble. The first thing I do when I meet somebody is I'm a hugger and I hug them. That would be like I would get kicked out of China?
I don't know if you get kicked out, but it's seen as rude.
Yeah, did they go over how to properly greet?
Yeah, what do you do?
Yeah, so there were less is more. So like a small, simple handshake.
Small, simple handshake.
Like
you can't
basically,
do firm.
Like you don't do the firm. Don't do the firm handshake either.
I'm a firm handshaker if I'm shaking someone's hand, but not too much. Please don't squeeze my hand. Like I get it. Have you ever had someone squeeze your hand to the point you're like, stop?
Yeah, that's too much.
I'm
big on the American bro handshake, which is like the dapping and the hug.
I don't think that happens over there.
No, they don't do that over there.
What are you gonna do if someone tries to dap you?
I'm welcome into American culture. I'm gonna give them a dap.
Okay. All right.
What else did they tell me? Be courteous. That's a big thing.
Well, that's gonna be hard for you.
I know. That's what I was thinking. That's probably the hardest thing.
You know what's weird? Everything that the NBA told him, who'd already told you all of it?
Dana.
Nice.
You need to be.
You didn't tell me this, though.
What?
They have a big thing about chopsticks there.
That's what my first question is going to be. Because,
oh, Lord.
Like, I'm a big fork guy. And now you're going to go over there and. It's rude not to use chopsticks.
And then it's rude to leave the chopsticks in the bowl. I guess it signifies death in their culture.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know that.
So you have to, like, lay them down on top.
Luckily, you're a great chopsticker.
Yeah, I'm a good chopsticker.
Yeah, because I can't use chopsticks. Well, I don't know. And Otto's actually tried to teach me how to use them. And he gives me the one with the.
Training wheels chopsticks.
Those are way harder than the regular ones.
They give you assistance. I like it. But yeah, I'm decent enough at chopsticks. But like the way I hold them is not. They look at me and go, you don't really know what you're doing.
How do you even pick up rice?
Yeah, I don't know how to do it. That worries me, bro.
I've seen babies on TikTok eating the rice. I'm like, what are you doing? It's like crazy.
The food's the least of my concerns because I'm an adventurous guy. I don't like have a problem.
You know what I'm most
things.
Concerned, Otto?
Huh?
Is that they said you needed to really pay attention and listen. I don't know if you can do that.
I can do that.
I think Otto pays attention and listens to everybody that's not his wife.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, Anthony, I almost threw something at you. All right, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
It is National Mean Girls Day. It is October 3rd,
y'all. Oh, one of the best parts of the movie.
On October 3rd, he asked me what day it was.
It's October 3rd.
Otto's going to China. I'm watching Mean Girls for the weekend. Yay!
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How did you tell your husband or boyfriend, whatever, I'm expecting a baby? Oh. How did that go? Was it like, yay, or was it like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? Because it can be scary, right? This is a life-changing moment.
Definitely a life-changing moment.
Our Down in the DM today, we're talking about Jamie. His fiance, Trish, had been kind of distant, and he was like, she's sending some weird Facebook messages. Turns out it did not go down to the DM. She's expecting a baby.
Why are you on the phone?
Hey, because I saw that message on Facebook.
Jamie, I'm pregnant.
Oh, my God.
What?
I was hitting on a pregnant lady.
Hold up. You're pregnant?
God.
Yes. I'm almost 8 weeks pregnant. I took a home pregnancy test. I didn't want to say anything until I was like 100% sure. And thank you for ruining the surprise.
Why did you not tell me?
Well, I was nervous. I mean, we didn't plan it. And we have a wedding coming up. And I wanted to make sure. I was sure before I told.
Forget about the wedding. Forget about the wedding. Let's get married in the courthouse.
He's like, let me make an honest woman of you before that baby comes onto this planet. I love that. I think they should get married now. Quick marriage at the courthouse. They can have the wedding later.
It depends if they already have like deposits down and all that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, I don't know about all that.
Come on, automatic. Don't get lost. Don't pass up the moment.
Do you know how many of my friends are waiting for the ring? Don't push back on the man who wants to take her to the courthouse.
Being romantic, being fiscally responsible. I'm going to be fiscally responsible.
We have deposits. We must get married on this. Gosh, you just ruined a whole moment here.
But I'll still have money in my bank account, though.
That's true. Yeah, because I spend it all. I remember telling Otto I was expecting a baby. And the thing is, obviously, I already had two children, so we're in different phases in our life. He just finished college.
It was my first baby, yes.
And you never
first and only.
You never lived with anyone either.
No, it was a crash course in life.
But I do remember telling you, and I was afraid to tell you, and it took a little while, and you were like, oh, you're going to be fine. I love you. This is going to be great. Because, Anthony, I'm not kidding you. A month before, he had said something so weird to me. He was like, I think I'm ready to have a baby. Like, I think, and I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh, you told him that?
Well, so I was sitting.
Oh, you knew what you were doing the whole time.
No, I think he planned it. I think he planned it.
I was sitting on my couch by myself, and you know, when you're just reflecting, and I just thought, man, where's my life going? Am I ready to have a child? And I just finished college. I don't even know what I was thinking, but I was like, do I need to do that? I think that's like, this time is ready.
And we were best friends. Obviously, we were seeing each other. We were best friends. And he told me, and I was like, oh my gosh.
And in my head, though, I was like, that'll happen in a couple of years.
What?
How about a couple of days?
A month later, Dana's like, hey, guess what?
And full disclosure, we didn't plan this. I was switching birth
controls.
Sounded
like somebody planned it.
I swear to you, I think Otto manifested it. Not even kidding.
Okay, we didn't plan it. We manifested it.
Yes. I was switching birth controls. Birth control, rather. I had been on the same kind. And my ladies don't know what I'm talking about. For many years. And my doctor recommended, hey, it's time to flip it up because something can happen.
And this is a time before the flow chart, too, right? There's no flow app.
No, it's always been a... I don't even know.
No, that's always been around.
Yeah, that's always been around. My grandma used
the app. Not the app. But like the calendar's been around.
Yeah, my grandma used that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember it used to be like a little dial.
Yeah. You're like, don't do nothing right now. So she said, yeah, you'll be fine. You've been on birth control for, you know, however many years. Your body, you can't get
pregnant. I remember Dana actually telling me this because she had done. She was like, we're good. Don't worry.
Oh, famous last words.
Oh, for real. I remember thinking, the doctor told me, and I've been on birth control for this long. I have friends who can't get pregnant. What's happening right now? And then, you know what? In the end, it's been such a blessing. All three of my daughters have been the greatest things I've ever accomplished in my entire life, above and beyond anything else.
Beautiful. And it's a great, I don't want to say a happy accident, but it's a...
It is a happy accident. That's
kind surprise
is.
For life.
A and kind it. Surprise. I was a surprise.
Oh, yeah, same.
Yeah.
I wasn't planned. I was my mom and dad's first kid, and they were not expecting me.
I do remember when my best
friend... They got married.
Otto, did they rush?
Yeah.
Shotgun wedding, huh?
Before my mom had me.
Otto,
yeah,
I believe
exactly.
that. Yeah, your family's very religious.
I remember when my best friend told me that he was expecting a baby. And now that I say it, it sounds like he's expecting a baby from me.
I know. No.
Him and his fiance, Felicia, now wife, were expecting a baby. And I was actually like the first person he told besides his, when he found out, for some reason he panicked and just like came to my house like, dude, I don't know what to do. And then
it's scary.
It is scary.
Yeah, we sat there and my grandma came out with us because I was living behind her house at the time. Mm-hmm. And all three of us just had a beer and reflected. And it was a really cool moment.
Was he excited though or scared or all of the above?
I think, honestly, I feel like my grandma, of all people, kind of calmed my best friend down. It was like, hey, it's going to be a blessing. You're going to be okay. You're a great human being. And after that, it was like a little shift, but it was a very touching moment.
And
I
went on a
run. Oh,
anytime I have any kind of trauma in my life, I just go run. I like turn into Forrest Gump.
Otto runs, and I'm like, every time he does it, is he coming back? That's always what I'm asking myself. How did you tell your partner you were expecting a child? Did it go well? Or was it just a freak out moment? And then everything turned out okay. 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Having a baby is a beautiful experience. Telling the person you're with can be touch and go.
It's a big moment.
Yeah, and we've all talked about not being planned here in the studio. Mm-hmm. Myself, you know, Dana Cortez, my husband Otto, Anthony.
Fault anybody's reaction.
What did you call it, though? A kind surprise?
A happy accident.
Happy accident. Yeah, there you go. There's all kinds of different names. Miss Tess, how did you tell your person you were expecting a baby?
Well, a little bit of a backstory.
Okay.
I was young,
and they told me I couldn't have kids.
Oh.
And, or not that I couldn't, that it would be just really, really hard.
Okay.
So when I met my husband and we were planning our wedding, I said, look, this is something we need to discuss. I might not be able to have kids. Will you be open to maybe adopting or something like that?
Right.
And he said, well, who told you that? And I was like, I had like three different doctors tell me the same thing. He said, no, no, no. He said, you tell me what God say. And if God say we can't have kids, then we won't have kids. So I was like, okay, we pray together every night for a child. And I was at, well, at the time, we only had one car.
Mm-hmm.
I would leave work at lunch, go home, pick him up. He would drop me off at work, and then he would go to work. And then I would get picked up by his mom.
Right.
So this particular day, I called him after he dropped me off at work, and I was like, hey, I have to have Wendy. So he had to turn around, come back, and give me Wendy. He left again, and I sat there. I started eating. I got sick. I threw up.
Oh.
And then I called him. I'm sick. You got to come back and take me home.
Oh, my gosh.
So he came back. He took me home. And when I got home, I called my mom, and I told her how I was feeling. And she was like, B, you pregnant.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Did you take a pregnancy test?
I took a pregnancy test, and it came back positive. And I called him. Needless to say, he still hasn't made it to work yet. And I was like, hey, I said, we need to talk. And he just started going off. And he was like, don't call me again with another problem. And so we had this huge argument. And I said, that's why you're going to be a daddy. And he was happy. So, and that's how it came about.
And just like he said, who told you that? Because I'm going to tell you now, we're gonna make this happen. We're going to pray it into reality. Now, my question, did he turn around and come back home when you told him you were pregnant?
No, he didn't. He went to work.
He better keep his job.
Yeah. He better keep his job. He's got a baby.
I am staying away from Wendy's.
So, obviously, you had a baby, boy or girl?
Boy.
And is he named after his daddy?
Yes, he is.
Of course he is. Of course he is. Tess, that is an incredible story.
I can say we only had one, because maybe we only prayed for the one. I don't know.
Tess, it doesn't matter. You got your blessing. And thank you for sharing that beautiful story with us. Congratulations. Woo!
Thank you.
Call back anytime. Bye. I love that. They prayed it. They made it happen. I feel like that's what you did, Otto. When you said you wanted a baby, I was like, oh my gosh. And then I got pregnant.
I'm really a fan of the minute details that she's like the pivotal Wendy's lunch
the
that
Wendy's
she had.
Lunch. She'll never had forget Wendy's. That.
Well, Wendy's probably never made her sick before that. So.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, so this man was arrested because he stole $389,000 worth of cheese. Cheddar cheese at that.
That's a lot of charcuterie boards.
Automatic, you're telling me. So authorities have arrested a 63-year-old man in connection with a cheese heist. I did not know that real cheddar cheese is very rare.
Oh.
The way that this particular company makes it, according to the NPR, is very expensive. So this was an entire heist for real. They had an organization set up to act like a salesman who was coming in, and he was going to purchase from a French organization. Then they had the delivery driver pull up, and he had a fake check in this big giant truck. And they stole 950 wheels, which equals 48,500 pounds.
22 tons of cheese.
Of cheddar.
Are we sure it wasn't a mouse?
We're sure. Somebody
we did a story about Chucky from Chuck E. Cheese.
No.
He's out of work. The band's no longer together. Find out what you're up to there, Chuck. I see you, bro.
Man, so they got caught because they were selling the cheese so cheaply. That restaurants figured it out. Yeah, they would have gotten away with it if they'd just been a little bit below market value, but they got greedy with their cheddar.
Shout out to the restaurant owners who took advantage of that deal. They're like, what? Yes. Let me get that. We'll take it.
Please. Shout out to the one who told and ruined it for everybody else. You rat. You're the rat. Okay, let's say you have a chance at a heist, whatever you want. DJ Automatic, what are you stealing?
Let's establish I'm not a thief first.
I know that.
But second, I'm taking shoes. All the Nikes I can get.
Sneakers?
Yeah, resale value. I could get goes through the roof.
I think that's called StockX. But anyway, Anthony, what would you want? What would you want?
My heart would desire a box full of Uncrustables, like a truck full of Uncrustables. What? Yes, dude.
What flavor?
A variety pack is what I would want. So I would want the chocolate, the strawberry, and the grape one as well.
Are these those like really doughy kind of cold sandwiches?
Yeah,
things?
Dude, that
they're uncooked empanadas.
I know, right now in this economy, a lot of the eggs are getting the attention for the inflation, but the price of Uncrustables, $8 a box? No way. I'm stealing those, and I'm Robin Hooding out. I'm flipping those out for like $2 a pack, bro.
All the single men are like, go, Anthony, go.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The most anticipated album of the year, Miss Taylor Swift, The Life of a Showgirl. So now we know, you know, Elizabeth Taylor, that's a song. We got, obviously, The Life of a Showgirl featuring Sabrina Carpenter. A lot of people are speculating online that Ruin the Friendship is about Blake Lively. I think that's too easy because of the title. I don't think Taylor rolls that way. I don't know who it's about. It could be Ed Sheeran. We just talked about that. I'm not sure. But my biggest thing is, can anybody top Taylor this year? Will anyone outsell her? If you recall last year when she dropped, even Sir Moneybagg Yo, friend of the show, pushed his album release date.
We can leave the Christmas lights until January.
He loves her. He loves her.
This is our place. We make the rules. I just got the news. My little baby Taylor dropping tonight.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, y'all know how I feel about Taylor, man. So I think I'm gonna push hard to love back just a few days. Y'all be patient with me, man. Let Taylor have it.
I love that because everybody moves their album release date when Taylor says she's dropping. It's just what you have to do. There's nobody bigger in the world. I did have some messages. Oh, what about Bad Bunny? Bad Bunny, debí tirar más fotos, which means, translates to, I should have taken more pictures. I think that...
It's not even close. I'm sorry.
She's going to crush him. And I love Bad Bunny. Yeah. I am a super fan.
Last album, Taylor Swift did 2.6 million first week.
First week.
First week. That's more than most people sell in their careers at this point.
Taylor Swift is the only female artist to ever sell 100 million albums. She's standing in the same space as like Elvis Presley. In the United States as Elvis Presley, as the Eagles, the Beatles. So I just think we're talking about levels here. And we've just never seen an artist like Taylor. And I really think it's because she does not bend for anyone. She is who she is. She's always been. She stands on her business.
There is one woman that has done more than Taylor.
Who?
Adele. Her album 25, she did 3.3 first week.
Ooh.
You're kidding.
Yeah, 3.3 million first week.
I just got chills.
That's the biggest album release of all time.
I did not know that at all. Hello.
I think that Adele and Taylor Swift are about the same level.
I love Adele, though, too, so...
I completely disagree with that. I don't think so, not at all. Taylor's going to just... Those numbers are... When they come in, it's going to be drastically different.
Could she do 3.3? I don't know. We love both women, right? I love Adele. I love Taylor. It's just something about Taylor Swift that's different. She drives grandmothers, mothers, and their children to concerts and to buy the album. So I guess, you know what? The numbers will tell us, and we'll find out next week. Do you think she'll beat Adele's record? I didn't even know that, Otto. Thanks for the information.
We'll see.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.